Previously on Alcoa FM.
It's Alcoa FM, your music, your world. Great song there from Katie Bassa. It is called Kiss You. So we have a wonderful, wonderful human being in the studio right now. We are joined by Taryn Groenewald, who runs and owns Forever Cats and George. Taryn, it's about time. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Simon.
Absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Now, we're going to be talking cats. The one thing you and I both have in common is we love our cats.
Yes.
I love them so much. They are such special little creatures, and you're responsible for doing them so much good. So before we get into how much you do for these wonderful creatures, I want to ask you, what was the name of your first cat, and was it love at first sight?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It was, my first cat was called Lotta. She was a little gray SPCA rescue.
Sweet man. Now you're telling me your mom used to work in the SPCA when you were a kid, when you were about 3 years old. Did that have an impact on the way you are with animals? I'm sure it does, eh?
I think so. I was basically raised at the SPCA.
Oh, sweet. So all your animals were broken?
Yes.
Oh. Did you have doggies as well?
Yes, dogs.
Okay, cool.
One-eyed dogs, one-legged dogs,
oh,
deaf
shame.
Dogs.
Shame, man. Mm. All right. Now, when did you realize, I suppose at a young age, you realized you wanted to help animals, particularly cats?
Yeah, I think I've basically been doing it all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Always, I've never chosen a cat. They've always arrived. And I've got 20 cats, if I may say that.
Okay, of course
at the moment,
you can. Of
and I've never chosen one.
Wow.
And I saw the need to help people who can't afford to sterilize the cats, because sterilization is basically the most important thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go into townships and meet people, and I get pointed in the right direction. We go knocking on doors, finding out who's got a cat, who needs their cat sterilized.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, finding the cats to be sterilized is where we found the kittens.
Okay. And how are you welcomed in the townships? Do people like want to know what's happening? What can they do for you? Is it a decent vibe?
Yes, very much. We're very, very well received.
Okay.
I go into indigent areas, squatter camps.
Okay.
And people are always very inquisitive as to why I'm there.
Yeah.
And then they ask me, can they help me? And I mention what we're going to do, that we're here to help people who can't afford to get their cats sterilized.
Yeah.
And not only can they not afford it, but you can't walk a cat to the vet.
Yeah.
Or you can't take a cat under your arm in a taxi.
No.
So we provide the carriers and the transport to the vet.
Bless.
And we have the cat sterilized, and then we return the cats when they've recovered.
Awesome. Now, you're on my Facebook page. I'm on your Facebook page. And I can tell you are responsible for so many adoptions. I mean, your adoption rate is very, very high. How many adoptions do you reckon you do about a month?
Probably around 10 more.
Wow.
in the busy season, because in George, because of the climate, there definitely is a cat season, a kitten season.
A kitten season. I didn't know that.
Yes.
What would you say the kitten season is?
From, I'd say, September through to, what's it now, May,
okay.
And I've actually got a three-week-old bottle baby at the moment,
which
is very unusual, but at
sweet.
This time to get such a young baby, but I've got one.
How often do you have to bottle feed? Every 2 hours?
This little boy is very, very strong, and I think he's going on about 4 weeks, and he tends to sleep longer during the night, so I just wake up in the night and give him a bottle feed, and so it's basically 4 or 6 hours.
Sweet man, such beautiful kitties. And I often walk past your house with my mom, and we always see the cats in your driveway. Such a lovely little cat house. What I wanted to say is, how can people help Forever Cats, George? How can they get involved? The first thing you told me was sterilization.
Yeah, it's very important that people understand that they have to sterilize their cats, because a lot of people don't know that cats are only pregnant for an average of 67 days, and they can have 3 to 4 litters in a year, and there's just not enough homes for kittens.
Yeah.
So besides keeping your cats safe, stopping them from wandering, which I know is impossible, but there's so many missing cats, and another thing, very important thing that I would like to shout it from the rooftops is, please don't leave your cats and dogs when you move.
Oh, don't even go there. I don't even know what kind of people those are. They're definitely not our kind of people. You got those kind of people who would do that, and you got other people who wouldn't even dream about doing that. So, yeah, I mean, do you really need to be told that? Don't leave your cat and dog when you move house. It's really, really sick. And can we go to your Facebook page? Is there a way to make some donations, a way to get involved, a way to help?
Definitely. Donations are always welcome.
Yeah.
And we pay now 400 rand to sterilize a cat.
Wow.
So, and the kittens cost a fortune, believe me. I have an adoption fee, which I have to put up to 850 now.
Okay.
Because we... the kittens get their first vaccination, but the mom, we have to pay for the mom's test, the feline AIDS and leukemia test, and the mom's sterilization, and the cat has to be treated for fleas and ticks and worms. And we, in George, because it's a coastal area, biliary is a huge thing, and that's tick bite fever, or Borsleskoors, and it is huge.
Nasty.
Yeah, if I take six cats to be sterilized, three of them will have biliary. And it is treatable and curable if it's caught. But we just have to diagnose it.
I'll tell you what, man, I just take my hat off to the work that you're doing. And, if you want to get involved with Forever Cats George, head to the Facebook page. It's spelled F-U-R-E-V-E-R and then the word cats. And there you'll see the pictures of all the beautiful adoptions, all the cats that are in need. And obviously you can get involved from there. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, Taryn Groenewald.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Keep doing what you do, all right? Lots of love.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.